Gosh, he's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
It's easy to forget here in America that soccer is the world sport, the most popular sport in the world, as popular as we think our athletes are here. Means more with soccer players, namely Lionel Messi here in this case. He is probably the most noticeable player in the world. Maybe Cristiano Ronaldo has a stake to that claim, but Messi is probably the best player in the world, and despite the fact that he does not play in China, China is going to open a Lionel Messi theme park. An entire theme park. Dedicated to Lionel Messi. How about that? It's going to open in early 2019. Messi, I guess, is behind this. He says he wants to provide visitors with an experience they've never had before and inspire them to pick up the sport early on. We don't see any LeBron James theme parks. We don't see Michael Jordan theme park. No Tom Brady theme parks. But yet Lionel Messi is getting his own. You got to be Harry Potter to get your own theme park, apparently, in these parts.
And Lionel Messi is supposed to be, like, behind bars or something for tax evasion.
He's got some tax problems. Yeah,
so good for him. You know, you may think it's been all negative this week for K-State, but you would be wrong, because K-State just hauled in a national championship. And I am, of course, talking about the national championship of collegiate bass fishing. K-State reeling in another national title.
Hey.
It was a 3-day event down at Wheeler Lake in Alabama. They went down into SEC country. After day one, South Carolina had the lead. K-State took it back after day two, and then today they wrapped it up with the national championship. South Carolina finished second. Other Power 5 schools included Missouri finishing sixth and Oregon 10th. Congratulations to the K-State bass fishing team.
Eat it, Mizzou.
That's right.
Isn't that their third title now?
Believe it is.
Yeah, SEC.
They've done a great
SEC.
Job.
SEC. You can't out bass fish us, baby.
That's right.
All right, let's go to the NBA. Yesterday was...
Bitch wants no more part of my cheering.
Well,
sorry.
Anthony Tolliver, you guys recognize that name? He was a big name at Creighton. And he was a Sacramento King last year. He was signed to a $16 million deal last year for 2 years. Yesterday was his birthday. Big day, and the Sacramento Kings tweeted at him saying happy birthday, Anthony Tolliver. They even tagged his handle in there as well. 5 hours later, the Sacramento Kings wave Anthony Tolliver. They even tweeted it out and then deleted the tweet.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, at least leave the happy birthday
tweet.
No,
they left that, but they tweeted out later they waved him but then deleted it. And in the article I'm looking at, another media source had to say, hey, Anthony Tolliver is no longer Sacramento King.
So the birthday tweet is still up?
Yes.
We do have confirmation on that.
I'm looking at it right now.
Like, the guy just got, he lost his job. Let's at least continue to wish him a happy birthday.
On his birthday,
leave
man.
That out in the universe.
He's still going to be paid. Even if he doesn't get picked up, he'll be paid $2 million this year in guaranteed money.
Well, that is a nice birthday present. But, you know, hey, sometimes a little public humiliation aspect of it, that can be rough, even no matter how much money you're getting out of the whole deal.
Deadspin did a ranking of all pro sports mascots. They
saw that. Slugger came
surveyed,
in 12th.
Yeah, they surveyed their whole staff and ranked them. Slugger in 12th, so that's not too bad. Mr. Met was first, even after his scandal this week. He retains the number one position, but the headline from this for me was I wanted to see who got last, and at number 69, it says getting run over by the racing presidents, and then number 70 is Fred Bird from the St. Louis Cardinals. So, in other words, they're saying that the St. Louis Cardinals mascot is worse than getting run over by the racing presidents at Nationals games.
Deadspin doesn't really like the Cardinals.
No, they do
not. I picked up on that. I, to be honest with you, I can't picture what the Cardinals mascot looks like. It's a very, I feel like that's just a very obscure mascot. Like, nobody thinks of the Cardinals and thinks, oh yeah, their mascot.
We had KC Wolf coming in at number 44, by the way. Casey Wolf at 44.
So kind of I like of Casey Wolf better than Slugger, to be
really?
Honest with you.
Well,
yeah, big floppy, goofy Wolf. Oh, yeah, that
almost looks like a penguin.
That Freebird, Matt. Fred Bird is awful.
Huh, that's interesting, because Slugger has a more eccentric life that has been documented on the internet than Casey Wolf.
I mean, that is true, but if we're just talking about the mascot that's actually out there, I think Casey Wolf, to me, is goofier, more fun, because of being goofier than Slugger. Now, look, there's nothing normal about a jacked lion in a Royals uniform. I understand that, mm-hmm. but you have the big, poofy, like, body, the torso of Casey Wolf just lends itself to be more cartoony, mm-hmm. I feel like, and he just runs around and flops around after a made field goal or extra point. I enjoy his shtick better than Slugger's shtick.
Probably the most well-known mascot in America finished second. That is the Philly Fanatic. Everyone knows the Philly Fanatic.
Well, Mr. Met's hot right now.
Yeah.
Mr. Met's hot. He's dominating the news.
Yeah, he's on top right now, but Philly Fanatic has the longevity. Philly Fanatic is always in the conversation somehow.
Mr. Met was not the biggest scandal of the week. The biggest scandal of the week was Catfish Guy. Catfish Guy needs to be behind bars for years. Give him all six of those years.
Remember when we were talking about that? It felt like a year ago.
Well, I'm still talking about it now, damn it. Put the Catfish Guy in jail. He's disrupting meetings left and right.
We need a weekend.
How can we trust that anyone can have a meeting without Catfish Guy interrupting? Thanks for listening to The Game.